Good morning. My guest this morning is Julie Atwood, here to tell us about Ranch Readiness Day. That sounds fascinating. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming in. So Ranch Readiness Day is April 30th, 2017.
That is correct.
And it's going to be celebrated at Sarah Lee and Richard's Barn in the Sonoma County Fairgrounds.
That's right. It's a brand new ag education facility at the fairgrounds.
Really?
Yes.
Where is it relative to the fairgrounds that, as you pass them?
Okay. Well, were you ever in 4-H or FFA? Did you ever show sheep when you were a kid?
No, I lived in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. So it is, it's right next door to the sheep ring. So many generations of 4-H and FFA kids will know it. So it's across from, actually I just blanked out on the building it's across from, but there was a big open space there. It used to be just a big lawn, and now it has a beautiful building on it and a wonderful patio and an open space, and our event will actually take place there and in the sheep ring adjacent to it.
So what will happen?
Oh, lots of things. First, we have wonderful speakers from literally around the world. We have two very impressive speakers. One is a woman named Suzanne Bernier, who's an international disaster and resilience consultant, and she's just written a book in the last year called Disaster Heroes. She's going to be talking about her experiences with that. And then we also have a terrific person, a gentleman from the United Kingdom named Jim Green. He is the director and co-founder of an organization called BARTA. And BARTA is the British Animal Rescue Trauma Care Authority.
Oh, wow.
He is one of the world's leading experts on animal emergency and disaster response and the training of first responders.
What a wonderful thing to be working in.
Very passionate, yes. And then we have a lot of other people and activities as well.
It's nothing but salvation of our fellow creatures, really.
That's actually a great word. I'm going to have to remember that. Yeah. Salvation, resilience, preparedness. I'm going to have to find a way to work salvation into that equation. I like that.
Is there a way, either here or at another date, that people can go on to perhaps take a program which will line it all out to them in terms of what's respected of people who are saving animals from fire, flood, all of that stuff?
Yes, there are a number of different ways that people can get involved, and that would be about a half-hour interview on its own.
Okay.
The short answer is there are a number of resources. You can definitely check out our website, which is thehalterproject.org.
Okay.
And that's separate from our Ranch Readiness Day website, which is strictly about the event. But there are a lot of different ways you can get involved depending upon your skills, your interests, your abilities, and what is really important to you. And what we do is help connect people with the education resources to find their niche in that world.
I have to be brief, but how did you get into it?
The short answer is that I was out in my pasture with one of my older horses one really dark, cold, rainy night, and he had slipped and fallen in the mud. He was upside down, and I couldn't get him up by myself. And I knew that the technology and the skills existed, but we had nobody in our neighborhood who knew how to do it, who could help me. And I vowed while I was waiting for the vet to arrive that I was never ever going to do that again. And I was going to look for a way to bring those resources to my neighborhood. So it started out with just that emergency in my backyard, and that catapulted me into the entire world of emergency preparedness.
So the halterproject.org is a good place for people to start if they're looking for information?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much for coming in,
Thank
Julie.
You.
And let's tell people that Ranch Readiness Day, remember that name, April 30th at Sarah Lee and Richard's Barn in the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. For information, thehalterproject.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti, NKRCB, for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.